Anansi was so clever and so tricky that long, long ago he outwitted even the sky god himself. But even tricksters sometimes get a taste of their own bitter medicine. Anansi was a spider. He was also perhaps a man. But one thing was certain, Anansi was always hungry. He sat down to dinner one day. He had a fine plate of steamed yams. He had a huge bowl of rice, and he had a platter full of fried fish. His mouth watered, and he reached out to take a bite of one of those orange yams when a knock came at his door. Who could that be? You see, where Anansi came from, visitors, strangers, or friends must be shown hospitality, and Anansi would be expected to get up, open the door, and welcome this intruder into his home and over to his table. He stared at his feast, but he tiptoed to the door and peeked through the crack. And there, to his great joy, he saw Turtle, looking dusty and tired. A clever trick came to Anansi's mind at once. He put on his biggest smile. He threw open the door. "Ah, Turtle," he said, "it's been so long since we've seen each other. Come in. You must be tired. You must be hungry. Please come and join me for dinner." "Oh, Anansi," she said, "thank you. I've been walking for such a long time, and I smelled your cooking." She pulled up a chair. She tucked her napkin into her shell. She licked her lips, and she reached out one green paw for one of those beautiful orange gold yams, when suddenly Anansi reached out and smacked her paw away. "Oh, ow, Anansi," she said. "I'm sorry, did I do something wrong?"
"Turtle," he said, looking serious and stern. "Turtle, look at your paws. They are covered with dust from your travels. In my village, it is considered very bad manners to come to the table with dirt on your paws. Please go down to the river and wash them at once." Oh, Turtle slunk out of there. She was so ashamed. She went down to the river as quickly as she could. She washed her paws carefully and hurried her way, as much as a turtle can, back up to Anansi's house. But while she was gone, Anansi stuffed the yams into his cheeks, one after another, until his face looked as if it was going to explode, and there wasn't a single yam left on the table. Turtle noticed, but, well, she didn't want to be rude, and so she didn't say anything. She simply pulled up her chair, she tucked in her napkin, and she reached out for that plate of fried fish, when suddenly Anansi smacked her hand away again. "Anansi," she said, "what's the matter? I washed my paws." But Turtle, he said, looking even more stern so that she could hardly look at him. "Turtle, look at your paws. You walked back up on the dusty road. What did I tell you? Where I come from, here in this village, it is considered very bad manners to come to the table with dirt on your paws. Please go down and wash them." Turtle let out a sigh. She was so hungry. But she didn't want to be impolite, and so she got up from the table and made her way down to the river. She washed her paws in the river, and this time she took great care to walk along the edge of the road on the soft green grass. But while she was gone, Anansi gobbled up every single one of those delicious fish, licking his fingers, one after another. And when Turtle returned, there was hardly more than a spoonful of rice for her to eat. "Ah, now wasn't that a feast?" Anansi said. "Turtle, you must be glad you stopped at my house." "Yes, Anansi," she said. "Your hospitality was, well, there aren't any words for it. How can I ever repay you?"
"I know. Anansi, please, you must come and join me for dinner at my home in 1 week's time. I would be honored. I insist. Please, let me show you the hospitality that you have shown me." Oh, Anansi, he could hardly contain his glee. What an idiot Turtle was. Not only did she fall for his trick, now she was going to cook him dinner. Oh, he agreed he would be there. And in a week's time, Anansi put on his nicest jacket with 3 gold buttons. He put on his little bowler hat, and he made his way down the road, swinging his cane from side to side with a grin on his face. Turtle lived at the bottom of the river, And when Anansi arrived, she was down below the water, getting everything ready. Oh, his mouth began to water when he saw all of the food she had laid out, crab legs and shrimp and fish. Anansi splashed his way into the water and he started to swim down and down and down, except he didn't. Every time he took a stroke down, the current pushed him back up. Anansi was too light. He swam and he swam, but the current carried him back up to the top. Blub, 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 blub. He tried again. He splashed his way into the water and he dove this time. And down and down and up and blub, 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 blub. He backed up and he took a running leap. He did a cannonball that sent water flying, but no matter how hard he tried, though he swam down and down, the water carried him up and up, blub, 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 back to the top, time and time again. Anansi jumped off of the top of a tree. He tried everything he could think of, and to his great dismay, he could see that Turtle was sitting down and she was about to eat. When suddenly, clever, tricky Anansi, he had a brilliant idea. All around the edge of the river were smooth, flat stones. He picked them up by the handful and shoved them into his pockets until he could hardly stand. He shuffled his way into the water, and this time, when he swam down and down and down, the water could not carry him back up. He sank like a stone all the way down to Turtle's table. Which would he have first? The fish? The shrimp? Or no, his favorite? A bright orange crab leg to crack between his teeth. He reached out one black paw when suddenly Turtle smacked it away. Turtle, said Anansi, what is the meaning of this? Look at my paws. They're perfectly clean. We're underwater. How could they be covered in dust? Ah, Anansi, she said, our customs are rather different. You see, in my village, it is considered very bad manners to come to the table wearing your jacket. Please take it off. Anansi looked at the feast, and he thought of the stones in his pocket. He wrapped his legs, long and spindly as they were, around the legs of the chair, and he eased one arm out of the sleeve. He grabbed on to the armrest, and he eased the other arm out and held on for dear life. Ah, he didn't float back up to the surface. His mouth watered again as he looked at the fish, the shrimp, and the crab, but no sooner did he reach out a paw than, light as he was, up and up and up he floated, blub, 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 all the way up to the surface. There was nothing he could do. Anansi had to go home hungry with the bitter taste of his own medicine in his mouth.